with Defocus Media, and I'm here at Johnson & Johnson in San Antonio. I'm here with Dimitri, and Dimitri has an incredible passion for helping doctors just really get to connect with their patients on an interesting level. So you work a lot with translated exams and really helping doctors to get to know their patients on their level. Tell me how that passion started for you.
You know, it started kind of as a base of a need. Uh-huh. When I started clinic in second year at the New England College of Optometry, there wasn't really too many resources, especially on apps and mobile resources, that had translations. There were some medical apps for general MDs with some ophthalmology sections, but no refractions, nothing like that. So I looked around and I decided to try to make one.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've gotten the opportunity to be in some translated exams, and it's really hard. How have you found the best way for people to really utilize all the resources they have while still connecting with their patients, even though we don't all speak the same language?
We initially made the app, and my idea was to use it in clinic, in terms of kind of pulling it out and using it during the exam. That was a little clunky, and some people still do that. We kind of transitioned to language learning and using the app outside of clinic to, you know, to kind of delve into the language and take it as far as you want. And you know, we have different resources. We started with just written text, and then we moved on to weekly podcast language lessons that go along with the app. We also have some cheat sheets now, 2 pages under 40 phrases that get you through a bare bones exam with some case history.
How are we able to best connect with our patients outside of language so that we can make them feel cared for in exams while still using the translation?
You know, there's a lot of cultural competence and small things you have to pick up on. Like, one of the big things is, you know, some people of different backgrounds, they come into an exam by themselves or with their spouse or with their kid. Some people's, they want the whole family in there, you know, so you want to accommodate that as well. You know, different cultural norms, eye contact, shaking hands. And honestly, a lot of it is confidence. You know, 98% of patients that I've encountered, people have encountered, they're thrilled. You know, you don't have to be amazingly proficient at the language. They're thrilled you're just trying. They know it's kind of a bonus. You know, it relieves them from having to bring an English-speaking family member in. And then the doctor gets a better case history as well, too. You know, you get better compliance. They're more comfortable. They open up to you more. They'll give you more, you know, relevant complaints and things like that.
So I thank you for all your work and everything that you've done.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kate. That's great.
Until next time.
Thank you.